Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Got a great program lined up for you. Happy Monday morning to you today. Great to be with you. And happy Tuesday to those of you that will hear this program on Tuesday. Happy good morning. It's still a good morning. Whenever you listen to the show, you're going to enjoy it. All right. Larry Elder, the candidate for governor in the state of California, I may be joining us. I don't know yet, but Ward Connerly will for certain be with us. We'll talk about the importance of what's happening in California and the potential opportunity that exists there as a direct result of Larry Elder running, and will that be enough to put the recall of Gavin Newsom in the win column? We'll see. Jeff Gottesfeld is with us. He's got a new picture book for children called 21 Steps Guarding the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. We'll talk with Jeff about that book and about the significance of that place in history, that piece of history that exists today that many people may not give too much thought to, but probably should. Joy Villa joins us live from South Africa, and we'll be talking with her about America's view and the world view of America. How is America seen today overseas with all this rise of things like socialism and the push towards a communistic form of government? And what about the president's son on video now being found, you know, smoking crack? I don't know. Media is not covering much about that at all. The senility of Joe Biden has been really raised up and questions called about that. Lots of issues. We'll get some world view on that from Joy over in South Africa. But joining me now, my good friend, and he is the president and the CEO of Americans for Limited Government. I want to welcome Mr. Rick Manning. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, thanks for allowing me to be on, and thanks for being on. What you do on this show is really, really important, and always happy to contribute to it.
Thank you, brother. I greatly appreciate that. Well, somebody doesn't like what we do. What you're seeing, if you're watching this, and by the way, welcome to our audience there on TECNTV.com. Great to be with you. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you want to watch us, you can see us live, TECNTV.com, TECNTV.com. and encourage you to check that out. And our very first live broadcast of the radio program on Clout Hub as well. We're moving all of our social media over. Facebook doesn't like us. And what you see here, what I want to tell you about, describe to you, those of you listening on to us on the radio, yesterday I got a message from Facebook in my, what is that called? Your notifications, that's it. In my notifications, and it said, your comment goes against our community standards of spam. No one else can see your comment. We have these standards to prevent things like false advertising, fraud, and security breaches. Now, Rick, what do you suppose that that was? Maybe it was probably like a political comment, right, that they didn't like?
I would guess it's probably a political comment. Or did you target a whole bunch of people on Facebook who weren't following you? Was that what you were doing, to try to spam them with something you had to say and try to build audience? Maybe that's what you did.
Yeah. Nope, that wasn't it at all. No, I posted a comment that said, listen to the testimony, starts at 50.16. Now imagine, what testimony might that have been? Maybe I was testifying about, you know, a very controversial topic. Like, I don't know, how about stopping that special envoy to defend Islamophobia that the Democrats and Ilhan Omar and Andre Dawson are trying to force the State Department to do. Maybe that was it, Rick.
Andre Dawson is a World Series hero for the Toronto Blue Jays. So anyway, Andre Dawson is a Cub also. Anyway, Andre Carson, Indiana.
Yeah. No. That wasn't it. Now, let me see. It says, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. God prepares you for his glory. Pastor Greg's sermon. Was a sermon and a church service that I shared. That is apparently
God prepares you for his glory. That sounds controversial.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous sermon. It's a clearly as dangerous as somebody in Silicon Valley.
Apparently so. So they blocked this comment, folks. A sermon and a church service. And Facebook, their community standards, identified this as false advertising because God doesn't do anything. Fraud and a security breach. I guess to Facebook, God is dead.
Well, yeah, I think that's probably true, but it's in terms of Facebook's view of the world. But, one of the things that's interesting, and I think this can't be lost, Facebook has lost its capacity to claim itself as a private entity because they've admitted that they did, that they were doing the bidding of the federal government. So I think it is fair to ask, was Facebook, in establishing this community standard where a sermon can't be published on Facebook, was it in fact engaged in activity at the behest of the federal government? Since that is what they have been admitted to doing so, they have become agents of the federal government, and in doing so, they have lost any semblance of an ability to claim any First Amendment exemptions as a private entity. So, you know, you've got a pretty poor choice, because you have the capacity to go and demand their rationale, demand to know, was this part of, were they, you know, do they have religious prohibitions from directives from the federal government? Are they in fact acting as a First Amendment censor in this case? And if not, the burden of proof is on them. And that, my friend, is a is actionable. And I think it, you know, it allows you to jump in right now and join Donald Trump's lawsuit against Facebook, which is something I would recommend you do.
Well, I have sent over previous issues that I've had with Facebook, removing my pastor title. They did that a number of years ago and said that I can no longer refer to myself as pastor in the title. And that had to do with the fact that I was castigating the Obama administration for sending Assyrian Christians back and refusing them asylum. And so that issue already exists. So I have made a comment and signed up, but I haven't heard anything back yet from them. But Rick, I know you have some contacts over at Facebook, and maybe we need, maybe what I need to do is start a dialogue with those contacts and include this screenshot and ask that very question.
I think it's worth doing.
Yeah, and get them to respond to what they've done.
Yeah, you know, one of the things about it is the people who I know at Facebook are, you know, former House Republican staffers and who work for Facebook. And the challenge is they at this juncture have to pick a side because there's no middle ground. And I don't know, A, I don't know if they're there still, and B, given their, you know, the people who write their checks, if they are still there, I cease to see any utility to their position because the corporation's decided which way they're going to go. And as a result, it doesn't make a lot of sense. However, there's another conduit I have, which.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that, because here's the thing that happened on this, folks. And I did. I mean, so this screen comes up, then it says continue. I pressed continue, and they say, you know, your comment's not going to be seen by anybody. You can agree or disagree with our decision. You click disagree, and they say, okay, thanks for registering that, and that's it. There's nowhere to put in a comment. There's nowhere to make your argument or make your case. You're done. That's it. It's over. It's finished. They've decided. And what they say is that due to the volume and due to the CCP virus, they're not responding to any more of these issues. They're just shutting you down.
That's convenient. It's convenient. The, you know, the fact is they weren't responding, you know, in terms of their algorithm and their customer service. There never was any customer service at Facebook. So it's a, you know, if you didn't know somebody who knew somebody inside, you were, you know, you're basically, were just, you know, swimming upstream and with no chance. So it's it really is. It's always been an insider game where, and they hire some people to provide them cover on Capitol Hill and the like and say, see, we're responsive. But the reality is that's never been, you know, the case for people, you know, who just are trying to use the platform and communicate on it.
Well,
one of the great, and Patrick, we go through this a lot. We've talked about this a lot, but the fact of the matter is, and this is, I can't repeat this often enough because people miss, I don't think they understand this basic point. Everybody wants to talk about something called Section 230. It was part of the concern, Communications Decency Act, as being them being in violation. Well, they are in violation. The reason that matters is not because of any First Amendment, it's anything but their entire business model depends upon people like you and me posting stuff on their platform, which other people look at, which is how they monetize. They monetize their system. It's how they make money. And so by giving up that section, they are then liable for anything that's posted which has any kind of trademark or copyright, which would cost them billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. That's what's at stake, and that's why it has to be pressed.
And again, that's the reason why we need. So, you know, even regarding this, you can find this post. I'll be back.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. 8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
You know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And so, again, we're talking about cancel culture. We're talking about these big tech giants, but we're really at the heart of it. We're talking about the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're talking about one of the most important aspects of it, Rick, and that is the message of hope. my situation, when I was rolled into the hospital and given a 2% chance to live, 17 surgeries over 5 days, breaking everything in my body but my shoulders, my elbows, and my right hip. And why? Because I threw myself across the vehicle and saved my daughter's life. And the picture of that is a picture of what God does for us every single day. And it is taking and really putting to action that we can have absolute and total faith that God gives us hope in the midst of the most trying of circumstances and situations, and that he has led by example for us and how we should be responding. And as to the broader scope and the broader picture of the battle that we're in for America, 3 months to the day, God allowed me to go back onto the radio. As you know, Rick, I went back onto air the day that I came out of the hospital, because I understand this point. Our founding fathers laid down their lives because they understood that life, liberty, and whether you want to call it the pursuit of happiness or the ability to obtain land or however you want to look at that, the right to have land, and it's not to obtain it, it's the right to own it, it's the right to call it your own, all are tied to biblical, scriptural context and things that God put in them. And because they understood that God put those things in them, they also understood that King George was attempting to steal their soul. In fact, the preachers of that day challenged them, who will be the king of your life, King George or King Jesus? King Big Tech or King Jesus? That's what Facebook was afraid of. Facebook was afraid that people would hear this sermon and come out of the slumber and say, wait a minute, no, I'm not going to let government. And it was ultimately government behind Facebook saying, oh my gosh, they're going to figure out that we're trying to be their God. And we're going to say no. No to federalism in the sense of communism and socialism. No to that. And yes to freedom granted by God through Jesus Christ. That's what they were afraid to hear, Rick. They didn't want a sermon that showed that an entirely hopeless situation, that God could reach his hand in and bring hope to it. Thoughts? Last minute's yours, brother. I lost him. All right. Rick Manning was there. Now he's not. Folks, I encourage you. This is going to become a major issue, I believe, and so important for us to get a hold of. We're battling and we're fighting literally for our souls. That is the soul of America. America is not a standalone separate entity. It is you and I, Americans, and what we've been guaranteed through our Constitution, through our Declaration of Independence, and through all the blood that's been shed. And I hope that you will join me in continuing to fight this fight. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg.